mention is from the Shita Lonon with me. It's good to see Daniela. Welcome. A good Kladish to everybody. The Shita Lonon will be Dimraska B'nei points out in the story with the Shifcha. Right? I wanted to mention that. Remember we said that since Mashkan Enkan, Mona Enkan, Mashkan Enkan, remember that? Priti Enkan, Naske Enkan, remember that? So we said if it went up, they could back out. So the Gemara, we always looked at it from the perspective of the mocher. Yeah, the mocher could back out, the seller, because he wasn't really given anything. He was given like a mashkon. So just like the mocher can back out, so too the Shita Lonot Lemi says the buyer can back out as well. So I want you to get that nakuda. The Shita Lonot Lemi says, see, the Gemara had a case. There was a man who wanted to buy a Shifcha Knanis, and he had no coins on him. So they gave him metal. He said he gave a piece of metal. He said, when I get the coins, I'll pay for it. Then she went up more. She appreciated, fluctuated. So there's no binding sale. So just like the mocher can, seller can back out, the buyer can back out as well. That's the chiddush of the, let's say if she got cheaper. The lokeach wants a cheaper price. So the buyer can back out just as well. And we don't say, oh, since the mocher had a mashkon, yadu al yona, and he's the only guy that can be chozerbo. We don't say that the seller is the only guy that can back out, because he had the mashkon. We say the mashkon was meaningless. So just like the mocher can back out, so too the buyer can back out as well. And also, I want you to note, says the Shita Lo Nota Lemi, that the shifcha was not in the house of the buyer. And therefore the mocher can be chozerbo. Because if the shifcha was in the house of the buyer, what would be the din? Kenyan Chatzer. Kenyan Chatzer. So you have to say the case is that the Shifcha was not in the house of the buyer. And therefore the Mocher could be Chozerbo as well. Mashmo, that if the Mocher was in, if the Shifcha was in the courtyard of the buyer, it'd be done. The courtyard would be kind of. So those are the first, that's the first Mahalach I want to begin with the Shita Lo Nota Lemi's Ha'ara on the story. On the story with the Shifcha Knanis. Adam, you remember? With the story with the Shifcha Knanis. He had no coins on him, so he gave the bar a medal. We said it was meaningless. Let's go Simi. Let's go as meaningless. Salacha Lamais. Simi. It's meaningless. Lamais. So therefore, since it was meaningless, just like the Mocher can back out the what? The buyer can back out as well. The Mocher can back out. No. The Mocher can back out. The buyer can back out as well. They both can back out. Okay? Both the mocher can back out and the buyer can back out. The Gemara seems to focus on the seller. And number two, what is? We have to say the Shifcha was not in the house of who? Of the Lokeach, because there would be a Kinyan Chatzer. Then the mocher wouldn't be able to be Chozerbo. We don't say, oh, the mocher's holding the mashkin, so therefore he's the only one who has the ability. We don't say Yadu Al Yona. You know what Yadu Al Yona means? That the mocher's the only ability to have to back out. That's not true. That's the first Mahalach, the Shitun Lo Nod Levimi. Okay, number two. Let's see the Gemara inside now. And we have to point out the Rambam. Go ahead. What do you say, Adam? Let's go. Tan Rabbanan. Let's see. Tan Rabbanan. With the case of the Nutlan Zar Kaliyam. Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. The first Tan Rabbanan. Yeah. Go ahead. Tan Rabbanan. Excellent. So in other words, he's Mekadosh with $100. He says, here's $100. She goes in and throws it to the sea.
Or
the fire. Or. It's or. Or means fire. Or, with the cholam, is a light. Or is a furnace. So it's or. Okay? Or. Go ahead. Oh? You just got an A in credit in Hebrew. You just got an A in credit. You have to take Hebrew in it. You're done with Hebrew anyway, right?
Thank God.
Okay, good. But I would give you another credit. Or. It's or. Okay, go ahead. Oh, lechol davar avid. Go ahead. Excellent. So she throws it away. Ain't a mikudeshes. Excellent. Go ahead. Read the Gemara. The blatant diuk is she throws it in front of his face. Have a what? Have a kedushin.
Yeah.
Seems like only when she throws it to something that gets destroyed is it not a kedushin. But if she throws it in his face, it's not good. It's going to be good. Gemara says that's ridiculous. Go ahead. How what? That diuk is false. What? How can you say that case is good when she throws it in his face? She's saying she doesn't want it. So that's crazy. So how can you say it's good? So now the Gemara presents a style that we find in Shas called Lo Miboy Kamra. Go ahead. Lo Miboy. It's like a style. Lo Miboy Kamra. We spoke in a not only style. Lo Miboy. Go ahead. Not only in the case where she throws it in his face, is it not good? That for sure is not good. Go ahead.
kaso liyam ola or ema kema dime chayva.
Period. What does that mean? If she throws it to the sea or to the fire, I would think she's damaged someone's property. She owes him the money. So she doesn't want to be owed the money. So to get out of owing the money, what she should do? She'll accept it as what? As kedushin. And she threw her own thing in the sea. So go ahead. Kedushe? Oh, so why'd she do that then? Was she nuts? Why would she do such a thing? She must be nuts. No, the Gemara says not so nuts. Go ahead. Oh, so the reason why she did this, she's not nuts. She wanted to check whether the guy has a bad temper or not a bad temper. Now, therefore what? Therefore I would have a havamina that what? That in the case where she threw it to the yam or the furnace, it would be good. Kamashmalan that what? What's the Kamashmalan, Adam? That by her throwing it into the sea or the furnace, what does that show? That she did not want the what? Kedushin, it's not a good Kedushin. So in both tracks, it's a bad Kedushin. Where she throws it in his face, or what? She throws it into the river to sea. But throws it into the river to sea or to fire, I would have him in it's good because she wants to check whether he's a bad temper. Now, Ben asked me on Thursday, he said, Rebbe, what is she doing? When do you want to check whether a guy has a bad temper or not? Before you get married or after you get married? Before, right? So that's what the Yisra Bracha speaks out here. The Yisra Bracha speaks out here, it's not after the Kedushin. She's checking Lamaisa in this whole long decision. Because remember we discussed that whole thing, the whole Mahalach, should have Rafu Shlema. Someone told me Rav Steinman, Shlita, should have Rafu Shlema. Remember we said the whole Mahalach was from the stipend of Rav Steinman on Thursday, that she never really agreed to the Kedushin yet? Remember we said it was this process, Sofo Mochiach Al-Tiklaso, and that's how we answered the Kasha and the Makna, oh, how could you do Chazara? Tolkien Adibra Kedibra Dormer, except by Kedushin. Kedushin, it doesn't work. So what was our answer? There never was a Chazara, remember? So if you take that a step further, that answers Ben's kasha. She never agreed to the Kedushin. That's part of her process. She wants to know if the guy's going to freak out or not when she throws it to the yam or to the sea or to the furnace. If he freaks out, she won't want Kedushin. If he doesn't freak out, he's a good guy.
But then at the end of the day, if let's say he does freak out and she decides she doesn't want the Kedushin anymore, she's going to be chayv.
Yes, you're right. But she'd rather be chayv money than be married to a nut. Right? That's the Nakuda. You understand what I'm saying? She'd rather be chayiv of money to pay to the guy than be married to a guy who's a nut. Adam, you follow what I'm saying? Because that's what happens at the end of the day. If she doesn't agree to the Kedushin, she just chucks someone else's money in the river. So she's going to be chayiv to pay for that. Okay, she'll live with that. You know, it's much easier than what? Being married to a Meshuggah. Okay? You know, Kas is bad, guys. What does the Zohar write? Kol HaKoyes? Kihilu? Ovid Avodah Zarah. What does the Bavli say in Shabbos Kuf Beis and Beis? That anger leads to Avodah Zarah. So it's a bad thing, anger. You can't think rationally. The Stipler writes in the Sefer Birkas Peretz. Birkas Peretz al Atayr. Birkas Peretz al Atayr, the Stipler writes, you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Stipler writes, why did the Egyptians keep, according to the one day that it was one frog, the Chumash et Tzvardeya, they kept beating it. What does the Medrash say, Rashi quotes? It kept swarming. Why did they stop? Stipler asked this in the Sefer Chumash. You know what he says? When someone's nuts and angry, you can't think rationally. So they were acting like violent animals. They kept beating. Stop beating it. There will be no less frogs. So that's the pshat, okay? That's the pshat, halacha lemaisa. So we want to get that pshat. So don't tell me that she's checking him after the Kedushin. This is all part of that process, and I felt it fit in well with what the Stipler of Steinman said here, okay? She hasn't agreed to the Kedushin. She wants to check whether this guy's a good temper or a bad temper. Okay. Now, I want to just point out one nakud on this, and then we have to go out in the next piece of the Gemara, and that is in the Shita of the Rambam. Yes, go ahead.
Isn't there a better way to check that than like waiting until the last second?
Could be. But you know what? You know what? It's a good point, Simi, but I think the best litmus test about if someone has a bad temper is you don't prepare the person.
I know,
I understand, but think about what I'm saying. When the person's not prepared for something, you see the guy's innate reaction. Do you get angry or not? That's the best bet. You can't be tested like that. Right? Okay, but this is not. This is maybe she never had the opportunity. You could come up with many answers for that. Maybe she had the never opportunity, but I think that's the best litmus test. You know, the Gemara says later on in Kiddush, you know, with the father, he ripped his garment to see whether what?
Sun garment.
see the whether he would be angry or not, right? To check, right? He was just, he didn't do it on purpose, right? He was just testing him, right?
It's a do or die situation.
What'd you say?
The guy has a bad temper that she's not going to do it, marry him.
Right.
But she doesn't know that before.
Right, that's correct. This is the test.
Okay.
That's the Chiddush.
The
Maskana, both tracks are bad, right? But this is a Hava Minit, right? The Hava Minit is that what? That she maybe wants to accept it's a Kiddushin, and the reason why she did it is to see whether it's a bad temper or not. Okay?
Yes. Doesn't want
throwing it in his face for sure is bad. Throwing it also into the river to see the fire is also bad. But in the second case, you might add a Hava Minit it's good because why? She wants to check whether it's a bad temper or not. Now, if he has a bad temper, then she doesn't want the Kiddushin. She's chayv the money. Which is not so crazy. I'm glad he asked me that. But that's what I said to Ben on Thursday. She'd rather be chayv money than be married to Meshuggah. Okay? I think it is good. If you think about what I'm saying. Okay, now I want you to get one nekud in the Rambam. Okay? Just get this Rambam. Because we touched upon it on Thursday. But I just want to get it. If you the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Dal Halacha Gimel, if you read it closely, the Maknas Medayek, what is the din... According to the Ram, if you throw it ledavra oved to the yam of the word, it's not a kedushin, even if it's shalom b'funav. Okay, I want you to get that down. Let's say she takes the money and throws it to the river, not in front of him, or to the fire, not in front of him. Okay, so in that case, it's not a kedushin either. Only when she takes it and throws it to a shalom b'makom oved, it's enim kedushin. Only when she does it. Shlubafonov. So basically, what I want you to get out from the Rambam is if she throws it shlubafonov to a open baseball field or football field where it doesn't get destroyed, what's the din in that case according to the Rambam? It's a good kedushin, correct? That's the nekuda I want you to get from the Rambam. That's what the Maknas Bedayik from the Rambam. Okay, and the Miri actually speaks this out as well. Halach lamaisa. Okay, that if you throw it to a place shlubafonov that's not a makam ovid, it will be good. It's like Tarta Latevusa there. Because it wasn't Lafanov. Because when it's not Lafanov, it's not such a rejection. Adam, you follow what I'm saying? When you throw it not the fun of, it's not so much of a rejection. Number two is you're not throwing it in a place where it gets destroyed. So if you have Tarta Latevusa, Tevusa means both positive elements, in that case the Kedushin will be what? The Kedushin will be good. And the Miri Taka says that, Halach Lamaisa, that if you don't throw it Lamakamav and you don't throw it Lafanov, Halach Lamaisa, he says, "Afilim lo zarker lamakum." Even if you don't throw lamakum over, the gam lo zarker lafanav ain't mikudeshes. If what the Miri argues on that nekuda says, if you took it what lo speaker lizrok achalach. If you took it bekas, that was the Miri we discussed. So I want you to get that. The Miri says, "I don't agree with you if she took it with anger. If she took it with anger and threw it to a place that was not a makam avod and wasn't shalom b'funav." He says that in that case, it still would not be a good Kedusha, because she took it in anger. But the Rambam doesn't mention anything about anger. That's what I want to bring out. Okay, that's the second Mahalach I want you to get. Okay, we got that clear? Pitchas, you got it?
Yes.
The Rambam says you need Tartal Tivusa. If you have Tartal Tivusa, it's good. Miri says, even if you have Tartal Tivusa, but if she took it with anger, it's still bad. Okay? So please get that Nekuda. All right. Very good. So now we move on to the next Brisa. Okay? Adam, you got me? So get that machloikas. Come on, Adam, let's get it. You got it down or get it down? The Rambam says what? If you have both bonus things, which is what? You throw it shalom b'funav, and you throw it to a makam where there's no destruction. What's the din? It's a good kedushin. The Miri says, even if you have both those nekudas, but if she took it with anger, what's the din? It's not a what? It's not a kedushin. Okay? She took it with anger, so she wants to reject it. Yes, Daniel.
This discussion about throwing it is only if she does it right away, right? If she does it the day later,
yes,
that's meaningless.
That's
right?
Correct.
Once she accepts it,
that's what we discussed on Thursday. Does it have to be miyad or not? Halach lemaisa. But if she does it, if she has no anger and she does it to a miyad, and this 3 days later she does it, come on, that's already too late. It's a good kedushin. She's got to either do anger right away or throw it away immediately. Okay. All right. Let's see the Gemara now. Go ahead, Adam. So he says, I want to marry, he says he wants to marry her with $100. And what does she say? She says, give it to my father or give it to your father. So that's considered to be a rejection. Ain't a mikudeshes. Correct?
Yes.
That's a rejection. by giving it to her father or her father-in-law. Actually, it's not her father-in-law, it's his father, because she's rejecting the Kedushin. It's not a good Kedushin. Okay, go ahead. Almanas. I can't hear you. What? But if she says that they should accept it for me on condition of accepting it for me, what's the din? It's good. Okay, so what's the difference between the two cases? One second. What's the difference between the two cases? When you say Amashi Kablum Li, why is that good? Because they're serving as her Pashup Shat. They're serving as her what? As her agents. But in the first case, they're not serving as her agents. By her saying give it to her father or your father, she's rejecting it. Okay? So that's the din. Read one more line there. Tana Abba. What does that mean? That Abba was taught to reveal the strength of the Reisha. What's the din in the Reisha? What does the word Meshata mean? She doesn't want the Kedushin. She's rejecting him. She's faking him. Meshata really means she's joking with him. She doesn't want to get married. So what does it mean, La'aba? You would think if she says, give it to my father, maybe that's what? She's excited about the marriage. Give it to my father. No. Even when she says, give it to my father, she does not want the Kedushin. That's what means, Lo'odiyach HaKocha Reisha, to reveal the strength of the Reisha. Even when she says, give it to my beloved father, she does not want to get married to the guy. She's just playing with him. She's rejecting him. She's just playing with his mind a little bit. Oh, he probably thinks, oh, she wants to give it to the father. Maybe she likes me. No. She doesn't like him at all. She's rejecting the Kedushin. Go ahead. What's the Tana? What's the Seifa say? That when you say Almanas, what's the din? If you say Almanas, what do we say the din is? It's good. So when you say Avicha, what's Avicha? Her new father-in-law, right? She has no relationship with her father-in-law. Father-in-laws with daughter-in-law sometimes don't have such good relationships, right? Unfortunately, they should, right? You have to mechabit your in-laws just like your parents. It's a din Shulchan Aruch. But what does it mean, lo'odiyach HaKocha D'Seifa? To tell me that even when she says, give it to your father, but if she says, Almanas, I want my new father-in-law to serve as my shliach, and in that case, it's good. So that's why it chose in the Seifa to say Avicha. So the Abba is to Mokocha the Reisha, and the father-in-law is to tell me that the Reisha case is Avicha, my father, that even in that case, it's bad. And the Seif is telling me, your father, in that case, it's even good. Even though you would think it's a complete rejection. Okay, we got that? Rashi says that. Read that Rashi, Lodicha, Kocha, the Reish, and Kocha, the Seif, then we'll go back to the first one. Go ahead. Excellent. Even though it's her father, and you think, oh, you know, she likes the guy, and the chassan's so happy about it, she wants the money even given to her father. Lo gamar kitchen off. It's a joke. She doesn't want to marry the guy. Go ahead, next Rashi. Even though it's not a real relative, it's only her father-in-law. Go ahead. See, Rashi says what I said, that he makes her a shliach. She makes him a shliach, her future father-in-law. Go ahead, v'chi what? Excellent. And when she accepts it, what's the din? When he accepts it for her, he is her shliach and they're married. Yes? So that's the chiddush of the Reish and the Seifa. Okay? Now, let's go back to the previous Rashi, Enim Mikudeshes. We learned Lamaisa a few weeks ago. Actually, we learned in the end of the first semester. On the top of Zayim and Alf, there's a din of Arif. What's a din of Arif? What is an Arif? Who could tell me what an Arif is? Adam, you remember what an Arif is? What's an Arif? Toby, you remember what Arif is? Cosigner, excellent. Right. Why is a cosigner obligated? Because why? The hana that he gets that the loan was went through, because now I lent Daniel money because I know you're the cosigner. I trust you that if he can't pay me back, that gives you a lot of hana. That hana is a commitment. Yes? So the Gemara had a case. What happens if she says to the chassan, she walks up to the chassan, begins the dialogue, begins the conversation. She says, you know what, Mr. Chassan, give money to Mr. X. That kaddish in yilchah. Tain man l'ploni, that kaddish in yilchah. I think it was the top line on Zion Amad Aleph. Yes? Is that good? Mekudesh is midin what? Arev. What kind of, because she was listened to. The chassan gave the money to the guy she told to give it to. The fact she was listened to, you gave her esoteric hana. Hana's like kesef. Yes? So let me ask you a question. Why is that case good? Midin Arif. What about this case? Adam. What's the difference in the two cases? In the ratio, you read so nicely. What was the ratio? The man starts the dialogue. And what does he say? Take this $100, I want to marry you. She says, give it to my father. Why is that any different than Zainab and Aleph that worked with Dinarif? What's the difference between the two cases?
She comes to him. Oh, interesting.
Excellent, Daniel. Look at Rashi. Go ahead. Let's go at him. Read the Rashi. Ain't him a Kudeshis. Nishatahibo, Klomar. So Rashi's bothered by Arkasha. What's Rashi saying? What's Rashi saying? Daniel was Mechave. In the case of Arev, who begins a conversation? She begins a conversation. She says to the Chassid, give money to Mr. X. If he listens to her, it's good, Midin Arev. In this case, who started the conversation? Adam, who started the conversation in this case? So he did. When she says, give it to the father, what is that? That's a mashatan, it's a rejection. She's playing with him. She's joking around with him. She says, give the money to someone else. I don't want your money. I don't want to be married to you. So Rashi stops it at the pass. Right? What's that? When you stop something at the pass, Rashi, the whole kasha doesn't even start according to Rashi. The Eino Doma. Rashi sometimes is foreshadowing a kasha. He says, you want to ask me that kasha? That kasha doesn't start. Because Midin Arev is when she starts the conversation. When she starts the conversation, Lamaisa, then you can invoke the Din Midin Arev. When he starts it, we view her saying, give it to someone else as a rejection. Zuk the Taisvis. Go ahead. Tana Abba, go ahead, Adam. Tana Abba Lo Ol Olavich, Edem Kudashis. Him Toimer Zakasha, right? We always translate as Zakasha. Not if you say. Go ahead. I'm reading Lel. That's the case in Zion and Aleph, right? Amarava. Midin Arif. So it's a Toys, that's in the same Kasha as Rashi. Go ahead. She started the thing, so she wants to get married, obviously. What's Meshiva mean? She answers him. Right? How does she answer him back? Go ahead. She says, give it to whoever you want. So in that case, excellent. You see, in that case, your mind is not to get married. Ella? Meshatabo? Excellent. She's joking around with him. She's playing around with him. She says, you know what? I'm not concerned with getting married. So Rashi and Tyson are on the same page. Correct? You got it, Dovi? Rashi and Tyson say that this sugi is different than Arev. Because in Arev, our cases, he started the conversation, her response is viewed as rejection. Over there, she starts the dialogue, conversation, we invoke the Din Arev. Okay. That's one approach in the Rishonim. Please get it down. That's Rashi and Taisus. Okay? However, there is a different Mahalach in the Rishonim, which I wanted you to see. What's that Mahalach? That Mahalach in Rishonim is from the Taisus Rid. Okay? That Mahalach in the Rishonim is from the Taisus Rid. Lamaisa, and the Ritva, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Tesis Rid, and the Meiri. Shita lo noda lami. Five different Shitas in Rishonim, say the second approach. We got it? Rashba, Ritva, Tesis Rid, Meiri, and the Shita lo noda lami. Those are five Shitas in Rishonim that go against Rashi and Tesis. You know what they say? Let's get it down. They say, you know why it's not a good Kedushin? Because she did not say explicitly Veskadesh ani lecha, like she did over there on Zion and Aleph. Over there she said Veskadesh ani lecha. The phrase Veskadesh ani lecha is not articulated verbally by her. That is why our sugya in Chesem and Beis is bad, whereas the sugya at Zion and Aleph is good, because she said Tein Manu Lepon Veskadesh ani lecha. Okay? And the Tosfos Rid and the Meiri conclude their paragraph by saying Divrei Rashi lo nirim. They say they think Rashi's wrong. So obviously they viewed their approach different than who? They view their approach different than Rashi. Okay? That's explicit in the Tosfos Rid and the Meiri. Okay? Now, the Beis Shmuel points out in Siman Lamed Sifkat Yud Gimel, let's get it down, and also the Korban Nisanel says the same thing in O Samach on the bottom, the Rush. Okay? They say the following. What'll be according to Rashi if she would have said the Kaddish Ani Lecha? Dovi, what do you say? According to Rashi and Tosfos, what would have been the din if she would have said that Kaddish Ani Lecha?
Give it to my father.
Yes, even though he started the conversation and she responded, give it to my father. Well, let's say she adds the phrase on Ve'kadosh ani l'cha. What'll be the din in that case? According to Rashi and Tosfos. So they want to say, according to Rashi and Tosfos, it still would be what? It still would be bad. Because he started it. Whereas according to the Rashban, the Tosfos Rid, once she says it, it's good, even if she doesn't start. So it's a Beferish Machloikis. Fits in quite well, Halacha L'maisa. The Beis Shmuel points out is that the Rashi L'maisa, even if she would have said it's Kaddish Ani L'cha, it would not be what? It would not be good. Okay.
That's typical. Why was that?
Yeah. Oh, excellent. So the Machna asks on the Beis Shmuel. Please get it. The Machna Dimaskas Kachi asks, Eichi Tochin Sheyol Sham Kishalom Rav Kaddish Ani L'cha, right? Okay, remember what the Beis Shmuel said, right? The Beis Shmuel said, Allah l'maisa, according to Rashi and Tosfos, you didn't say it, right? And therefore, La'el, you said, and therefore, earlier, what do we say? What do we say, Allah l'maisa? You see, Rashi and Tosfos, the Machna holds, I want you to get this, the Machna holds that Rashi and Tosfos say, Allah l'maisa, even if they say, Tain Laba, the Scottish l'cha, since he started, it's not good. She's just playing around with him. Shtus.
That's what the Beis Shmuel on the Korban sounds.
Yeah, so that's what the Machna wants to say too, L'maisa. The Machna wants to say too, because the Machna doesn't like the Beis Shmuel, because what did the Beis Shmuel say? That the Beis Shmuel said, according to Rashi and Tosfos, right, Rashi and Tosfos don't give that answer, Shekam L'maskadosh L'cha, because they held earlier, even, they hold it works, even Shelo Amar L'maskadosh L'cha. So therefore the Beis Shmuel's Mechalik, earlier she starts the Dibor, and here, L'maisa, V'ilu Khan, he Amrlo, Achre Shomel Iskachali. Okay? So the bottom line is that we want to bring out is that according to the Beis Shmuel and the Korban Nisanel and the Machna as well, Halacha L'maisa, they say it's a very neat Machloikis.
What was the Machna's logic?
Because the bottom line is, Pinchas, even if they say the words Iskadosh Ani L'cha, since he started it, once she says, give it to someone else, I'll be married to you, the whole thing's under the purview of a joke.
Yeah, but did he say something about earlier in the Gemara? They said that you don't need a Kaddish
Ani L'cha? No, the Machna is just bothered by the issue. Eichi Tochin, that it should work when you don't say the Kaddish Ani L'cha, right?
I thought the Machna does say that.
Right? No, the Machna is with the Korban Hassan on the Beis Shmuel.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
So he's asking.
No, he was bothered by L'maisa. You have to assume, L'maisa, that you have to assume his conclusion, that as long as he starts everything, everything is bad. That's the Machna's conclusion. As long as he starts everything, she's always on the defense and she's just joking. She's joking around. Even if she's a Kaddish Ani L'cha. That's the Chiddush, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? That's the Maskon I want you to bring out. And the truth is, Rabbi Kiveger writes, Imshat and Rashi and Tosfos, right? Rabbi Kiveger writes, why didn't Tosfos give the same answer that you said Behedya? You know why? Because they hold even if you say it, it's bad. You follow me? Doesn't help. Rabbi Kiveger says, why didn't Rashi and Tosfos give that same answer? You know what the answer is? Because even if you say it, it doesn't work. Because it's always there as a response. That's what I want to bring out from the Machna. Okay? So the Beis Shmuel, that's the Beis Shmuel's conclusion, Halacha L'maisa. He presents it, L'maisa, at first. He's wondering, L'maisa, whether that's the case. The answer is, you know what? The fact is that he started it. I don't care what she says. Even if she says, Kaddish Ani L'cha, it's going to be bad. I'll be din. Okay. Now, there is one nekuda I want to mention. So it's a very neat machloikis, yes? So according to Rashi Tosfos, even if he says, Kaddish Ani L'cha, it's not good. According to who? According to Tosfos Rid and Meiri, what will be the din if what? If she said that, Kaddish Ani L'cha, even if he started, what's the din? No, no, according to Tosis, read in the Miri.
No,
it's good, Lamais, as long as you see Vayakadosh Ani Lecha. Comes along the Lechem Mishnah wants you to see, and he says there's no Machlokes at all. Please get it. So the first approach is that it's a very neat Machlokes. But the Lechem Mishnah in Perek, Dalal Lechadalal, I gave it to you, say there is no Machlokes Rashi Tosis with the Rashba and the other, all the, those five Rishonim. Let's get it. They want to say, Gam L'shitasom, Allah L'maisa, it works if you say to name Laploni, even when he starts, even according to Rashi and Tisus. They argue, even according to Rashi and Tisus, Adam, if you, even if he starts, but if you say the Scottish and Ilacha, it would be good. So why didn't they give that answer? Why didn't they give that answer? Because it's possible to say, when the Baal says, I want to marry you, and she says, Tain Laploni, it could be that she might mean what? Tain Laploni L'shem Kedushin, like the husband. So therefore, they answer no, that since he started, we don't say that he meant L'shem Kedushin. She meant L'shtus. But in a Hanami, if she says, Mefurish, I want to get married, it's good. You understand what I'm saying? So again, the Lechem Mishnah points out, please get it. According to Rashi and Tosfos, they also agree with the other Rishonim. If you say the Scottish and Ilcha, it's good.
Yeah.
So why didn't Rashi and Tosfos then say that? Because they wanted to what? They wanted to bring out the Chiddush. They wanted to bring out the Chiddush Halacha L'maisa, that when you say, when the husband wants a Mekadosh woman and she says, give it to my father or your father, You might have thought, Pinchas, that she's agreeable to the Kedusha. She's just saying, don't give it to me, give it to someone else. Kamash Malan, the Gemara wanted to point out that that's considered to be a rejection. That's a shtus. But if she would say this, Kadosh and Ilacha, even when she's responding, that still would be good, according to Rashi and Tosfos.
Why does that? That doesn't answer why they didn't mention
it. Sure it does, because they had a Chiddush. They wanted to teach the Chiddush of Abba Vavicha, was bad, Lamais, in a situation.
They could have done that and then said at the end of the day, but if you say.
No, because that was the Bryce. The Bryce said Abba Vavicha.
Yeah.
Didn't say Befer Zeh Skadosh in the Chal.
Okay, but I'm saying,
I understand, but I wanted to speak out that Chiddush, Lamais. They wanted to highlight that Chiddush, Lamais, that when you're responding and you say Abba Vavicha, we view that as rejection. We don't view you're on the same page. That precluded them from saying that in a Hanami, the Scottish Inlecha would be good. They want to be Marach so much. But in a Hanami, when you say the Scottish Inlecha, it would be good. So it comes out, according to Lechem Mishnah, there's no Machlaikis in Rishonim. Okay? According to Lechem Mishnah, there's no Machlaikis in Rishonim, Halacha L'maaseh. The Iker Chiluk between the two Sugyas are what? What are the Iker Chiluk in the two Sugyas? Whether you said what? Whether you said the Kaddish Inlecha, or you don't say the Kaddish Inlecha. Okay?
I'm saying even if you do hold that there's no chiluk, let's say according to
no chiluk by what? What do you mean?
By the kaddish and the father, they both agree about kaddish and the father, right?
We're that it's good.
That it's going to be good.
Like Lechem Mishnah, yes.
So then, even he's not going to change that what we originally had Rashi and Tosfos saying. Meaning he's not going to change the fact that it wasn't at the since by Zayin Min Aleph was by the beginning and by Bar Gemara and Chesmon Beis it's by the end, right? I'm saying, like, let's say the case was she doesn't say Vakadosh Ani Lecha.
Right.
Right? But she, she doesn't say Vakadosh Ani Lecha.
So what's the difference between the two sugyas?
But now...
What did Rashi and Tosfos say? The difference is she started over there, yeah. And he started here.
Yeah.
That's Gufa de Chiddush.
So I'm saying, yeah. So,
okay.
But I'm saying, according to Tosfos Rid, that still wouldn't be a teretz.
Right, Tosfos Rid's chiluk is whether you say the Kaddish in the Chal or not.
They would both agree. So
they both agree al pidin though that if you say the Kaddish in the Chal, it would be good.
But
that's a Lechem Mishnah Chiddush.
They don't agree on the
how to answer the chiluk in the sugyas,
yeah.
But that's not a nafkamina ladina.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. No, you're saying good. They have given them terutzim how to mechalik in the two sugyas, but yeah. Ladina, if you say the Kaddish in the Chal, Rashi and Tosfos would now agree with the other Rishonim that it's good.
And also, let's say if according.
No, you said it good. You said it good, Lamaisa. But the Nafkamina Ladina goes out the window now.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just they gave to the Terutzim how to answer up the Sugya. That's correct. Okay? So we got that? I just want to note to you, that's why I stressed to you that the Tosfos Rid and the Miri themselves said that Rashi did not agree with us. You follow me?
Yeah.
Divrei Mora. That's what they call us. I want you to get that in your notes. So you see from the Rishonim themselves, they felt that they were arguing with Rashi. I'm just saying we're making a diuk in the Rishonim against the Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah tried to put everything together that Rashi and Tosfos would agree. They themselves felt that they were arguing on Rashi. That Rashi would argue on them. That even if they said Veikadashin Lecha, which we say is good, Rashi and Tosfos would say is bad. You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying the Lechem Mishnah, I think it's Meduyuk, that the Lechem Mishnah is against the Rishonim. The Rishonim themselves felt that Rashi and Tosfos were different than them.
Which ones? Yeah, but even... Was that Tosfos?
The Meiri and the Tosfos Rid say, Divrei HaMoira is Lonira Kamosel. So Lonira is Kedivrei HaMoira. Our words are not like what? We don't like Divrei HaMoira. Yeah. So they obviously... What?
But I'm saying the way that the Lechem Mishnah is fixing this up, he's changing the words of... He's not changing the words of Rashi, but... He's explaining what Rashi really meant. So maybe you could say that the way that the other Rishonim read Rashi wasn't like this, and the Lechem Mishnah is now reading Rashi to fit it in.
So right, but they're arguing, though. But at the end of the day, they're arguing. The Lechem Mishnah is saying there's no machlokes for them to.
Yeah.
The other Rishonim said there was.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one very clear case. The Skadish and Lulacha, in this case, what would the other Rishonim say Rashi says? They would say it's bad.
Yeah.
And they themselves say it's good.
Yeah.
Well, Lechem Mishnah is saying they both say it's good.
Yeah.
Okay? That's my horror. That was our Chiddush. The Meiri and the Tosfos Rid say, Lo Nira Lo Divrei HaMoira. That Rashi is not like us. Rashi and Tosfos. Yes, Daniel?
Two questions. First of all,
sure.
According to the Lechem Mishnah, at least,
yes.
It doesn't end up mattering if she comes to him or if he comes to her.
That's correct. That phrase is the ikker.
So,
well
so
said.
Once you know that if she comes to her and she says Vakadash Nilakha,
yes,
and it works. Isn't it obvious that if she goes to him and she says Vakadash Nilakha, that it's going to work? Because that's,
Yeah, that's a good point. In other words, you hear what Daniel's saying? In other words, Rava was an Amora. He said a Shir Klali. Basically, Daniel's making a great point. You're basically saying what's in the Brisa, no? You know what I'm saying? I saw that. I saw someone point that out, Lamaisa, no? Aren't you basically saying what's in the Brisa? In other words, you know, it's Beferish. That was the Chiddush of Rava as opposed to the Brisa. What do you need Rava to Mechadish something more than the Brisa? You know?
But even stronger. Like if he goes to her...
Yeah, I saw that horror somewhere. Did you see that? Was that in the Sabracha or not? It's a good point. I mean, what is Rava being Mechadish Midin Arif, right?
If we're going to say that it's...
this Bryce is already teaching you...
This Bryce is already teaching you that it works, right? As long as you say this Kaddish Ani Lecha, and it's working Midin Arif, right?
Even if he starts it.
Yeah.
The goal of this Bryce, that would just be Derek Aga. You learn out that the only reason that Arif works is because...
I thought I saw that somewhere, Lamaisa.
Wouldn't that be a Teretz? That's not the goal of this Braisa. The goal of this Braisa isn't to teach you anything about Ari. Derek Agav, we're learning that Ari
works back. The Skadish in Lecha needs to be said. What is the mechanics of the Skadish in Lecha? Works midin what?
Ari.
Works midin Ari.
That's what the Braisa is group coming
to. Well, the Braisa is coming to tell me that it works midin Ari, even if she's responding.
But I'm saying,
okay.
Regardless, our goal of the Braisa isn't to teach about about Ari. Our goal of the Braisa is to teach not about him.
What's it teaching? What's the goal of the Bryce?
The goal of the Bryce is to teach if she...
That even if she responds, it's good. If she says it's Kaddish in Lecha, no?
If she's...
According to the Tosfos Rid, yes?
Yeah.
What's the Chiddush of the Bryce? That she responded, but she didn't say the Kaddish in Lecha. But if she would have said the Kaddish in Lecha, even in response, it's good. But how does that work? That works with Din Arif, no?
That wasn't what the Bryce was...
Sure it is. What's the goal of the Bryce according to the other Rishonim? According to the other Rishonim.
Yeah.
What's the goal of the Bryce? That if she doesn't say Viskadish in Ilucha, it's not good, no?
I don't think that's the main goal.
What is the other?
Yeah, if she doesn't say
Viskadish. Yes, but what happens if she would say it? It works. Why? How does it work?
Midin Arif.
So that's in the Brisa.
Yeah, but that's...
That's the kernel of the Brisa. So what's Rava being Mechadish?
I don't think that's what he's trying to be Mechadish. I think he's trying to be Mechadish that said that it doesn't work. Not that said that it would have worked if...
Who? The Brisa or the Rava? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the Brisa.
I'm saying the Bryce is trying to come to teach you the
good or bad is the same thing.
That it doesn't,
it's either good or it's bad.
Yeah.
So the Chiddush of the Bryce was even when she's responding, it works as long as she says the Skadish and Ilacha. And that works with an Arif. So don't you see the kernel of the Bryce has been an Arif? I thought I saw it somewhere.
The Bryce is going
you don't see that tzad. Anywhere? What?
The Bryce is going on the tzad that it doesn't work. Right?
What'd you say? The Bryce tells you what works and what doesn't work. Right?
Yeah, the end it says it works.
The Bryson tells you what works and what doesn't work, right?
Almanas now is a Kaddish Ani Lachar? That's what Almanas is? I don't think...
No, no, the Kiddush of the Bryson you're saying is Almanas, you're saying. Okay.
No, you
can answer your Kasha by saying the Kiddush of the Bryson is to tell me Almanas.
Well, then at least...
To set up the Almanas.
Then at least let Rava word it and say that if she goes, he goes to her, and then it says the Kaddish Ani Lachar, then it would still work. Let Rava say it. With the stronger finish, don't say that.
No, I mean, I hear what Pinchas is saying. It's not so. I don't. I thought I saw it, but I think what does it say? Tana Abba Lodicha Kalkaresha. What does Lodicha Kalkaresha mean?
That it won't work.
That it won't work. That she's joking, even when she says, "Give it to my father."
Yes.
That's the real kernel of the Kiddush. There's a side point. They're saying that if you would have put in this Kaddish in the Kalk, yeah. So I think what Pinchas is saying is good. The kernel of the Kiddush is to say it like that.
Yeah,
is to tell me Abba is bad.
Yeah.
That's the Kiddush. There's a side point that if you said the Kaddish would have been good, which is Bidinara, but Rav was right in Mechadish that. But that's not the Iker of the Brisa. That's correct. That's well said. I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying. It's very good. Okay?
One more question?
Yes, go ahead.
How could anyone say that if she says the Kaddish and Ilacha, that it wouldn't work? Because, like, she's just messing with him? Okay, but... When it's not clear what she's saying, then we can talk about, okay, maybe she doesn't really mean
that's it. The Kiddush, that's the Kiddush of Rashi and Tosis.
Isn't there an idea of Dvarim Shebelei Vinim Dvarim?
No, when you said...
She says Va'akadosh Ani Lachah, we shouldn't care about, maybe she's just playing games with him.
No,
she
but
said Va'akadosh Ani Lachah.
That's what the Makna says, because since he started Skadosh Ani Lachah, we say she's saying Shtus, give it to someone else. Even when the power of Shtus is so much, even if she says Skadosh Ani Lachah, that's correct. Okay? All right, excellent. Everyone's on the ball. Very good. Dov, you with me? Okay? All right, good. Excellent. So we got that so far? All right, next one now. Let's get to Almanas. How does Almanas work? Okay? What's the next part of the Brisa? Next part of the Brisa is when you say Almanas, okay? So what happens when you say Almanas? So the Pashup Shad is, you guys got to get this. The Pashup Shad of Almanas is, Rashi says that she was miskaven, these guys should be her shluchim. I mean, that's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. Doesn't it say Avad Li Shluchusai? Yeah? Let's read the Gemara inside. Okay? Daniel, read the Gemara inside. Hey, Scotchly, the next line of the Gemara. Now there's a second part of the Brisa, which is when you give it to Mr. X, it's not a good Kedushin. She's basically, what, joking and saying it's not good. Go ahead. But if she says... Excellent. But if she says, Amanashi Kablam Li, it's good, even with another guy. So the Gemara says, Tzricha, why do you need both sets? Abba Vavichin, you know, there are two slots. There's when you give it to what, Abba Vicho or Amanas to Abba Vicho. Then there's give it to Plon or Amanas. Why do you need both slots? You know, both categories. Go ahead with Tzricha. Let's see, go ahead. Oh, when you say Abba Vicho, that's only when what? She says Amanas Kabum Li, the Samche what?
The Samche Daita Alayhu.
Excellent. She relies on them, and she says, "What? They're my father, my father-in-law. Let it be good." Yes. Aval. When you give it to Ploni, I'm as a stranger. You can't. She's not someone that will be a shliach. So I would think it's not good. Come on, it's good. Go the other way. Viashmuinen. Oh, when you give it to Ploni, that's a rejection. Why? Because she doesn't know the guy. That's not the case of Almanas, but in the case of giving it directly. The law what? There's no krivis das to give it as a gift. You don't know the guy from Adam. So therefore, obviously, Lamaisa, you're saying you're rejecting the kedusha. Aval. You're agreeing to the kedusha. You just want to give them a gift. You don't want to keep the money. So I would think it's good, even if you don't say Almanas. Just give it to Avicha. Go ahead. Oh, that's why you need both cases. Not good. Yes. Okay. That's the kedusha in the Gemara. Gemara has both those cases. Okay. That's the kedusha in the Gemara. Gemara has both those cases. Halacha lemaisa. Okay. Now. This is where I saw that halacha lemaisa. Want you to get ha'ara just very quickly. Okay, well, we're going to get to it. But the first thing I wanted to mention here is lemaisa. Let's just do the taisis, and then we got to get to the lamdas here. What's about the shlichus? Go ahead. Let's get to the taisis. Go ahead. Tana, to name the what?
Name
the plume. Bim
Tomar. Amai katani la'el
The Braisa Avicha
La'aba. Avicha, period. Why teach Avicha? Do the two extremes. La'aba.
La'aba L'ploni Sagya.
Oh, let that be alone. Abba L'ploni should be enough. Go ahead, Avicha. And then you can run all the tshichusas. You don't need to have avicha. You hear that, Kasha? The two extremes, Abba, you're very close to her own father, and a ploni. We need avicha for. It's a great Kasha. Go ahead. So what's Toys' Teretz? Go ahead. Oh. So the word avicha doesn't, we always, it's like symmetrical, they're twins. Abba and avicha always go together. They're inextricably linked, so it's just stylistic. So don't ask me to kasha. That's the way it's taught and finished. Go ahead. Inami.
Inami, Yeshlomar, the Lahachi Tana Avika Uponi, Mishom the Saka Daitach, the Lahave Mikudesha Tfe, Kisha Amrat's name of Ploni.
Right. When she says give it to Mr. X, I would think what? I would think, you know, she has nothing to do with the guy. There's more Indian to get married. Maybe she despises her father-in-law. That's the way I'm going to read the Taisus. Pinchas pointed out a riff which you're going to get to. But go ahead. I'm reading the Taisus that a ploni's even better than what? Her father-in-law. Maybe she doesn't like her future father-in-law. Go ahead. It's really not her future father-in-law. It's what? And the Havamini, it's a guy that she's not going to marry. Her would-be father-in-law in his own eyes. But she doesn't want it. Go ahead. Why? Oh, she's asked more smicha das one is biad ploni than her father. She can't stand her, this guy's father. You follow me? So that's why you need to put that in. That I'd have a much more havamina. It says tana avichu ploni, because you'd have a havamina that when you say to name laploni, maybe what? Maybe it was good. And isn't that now? Which havamina are you reading this in? Which Havamina are you reading that in? Lamaisa? Which Havamina are you reading that in? When you say what? Remember with the Gemara, what was the first Havamina? What was the first Srichusa? If you say Abba Avicha, then Almanas, I understand, because it's Samcha Daite.
Yeah.
But Laploni, what? I would think not that way. So what's Toysus adding in? How do you read it into the Gemara? What was Toysus asking? He's saying at the end of the day, why did the Brisa teach Avicha? It could have said Abba Ploni, that would have been enough, and you could have run all the Tzichusas.
Yeah,
so first answer is Abba Avicha are what inextricably linked, stylistically. What's the second, Terrence? That what?
That Avicha could even be more of a Chiddush than Ploni.
Because right. Ploni, I'm just saying, but how do you read it into the Gemara? Because the Gemara said, the Gemara put Abba Avicha on one hand, and then said Avala Ploni on the other.
I thought the question of the Tosos was that...
But do you understand what I just said, though?
Yeah, I think so. But I thought the question of the Tosos was that Avicha and Ploni are teaching the same Chiddush.
Right.
They're both for Seifa. They're both showing the Koch to Seifa. So you could have just done Abba and Ploni and it would have worked.
Okay. It says Abba Avicha. So why have Avicha? You could have said Ploni.
You could have just said Abba.
Right, but I'm just saying, how do you read in the Tzrichusas, though, according to the second Teretz of Taisus? You're saying don't?
Yeah,
do you mean don't? You mean Tosus is not attempting to, you mean? Tosus is just saying read the Braisa on face value?
Then you wouldn't have even needed the Tzrichusa of Abba Avicha and Ploni, because you would have already had Abba and Ploni.
So you would have said what? So in the Einami, so according to the first Teretz of Taisus, all the tzrichusas read nicely, yes?
Mm-hmm.
It's just symmetrical. But you're saying, according to the Yesh Lomar, he's not plugging it in, you mean?
Or you could even plug it in, and it would just be with Abba.
But the first tzrichusa was Abba Vich on one hand, as opposed to Ploni on the other. That Ploni wouldn't be good, no?
Oh, because here we would have Abba and Ploni together.
Yeah, here we're trying to say that. So you're saying, I was bothered by how do you fit this into the Gemara?
So I guess you wouldn't have to...
So you're saying that Tais is not attempting to fit it in? Ben, that's what you're saying?
I think
you're just saying on his own, the price of the way it's taught? Daniel,
you would take out the second Tzrichusa.
Take out the second one or the first one?
Second.
No, the first one put Abba Avicha on one hand as opposed to Ploni on another. That's what I'm bothered by. Here he's putting Avicha... What'd you say?
That was the second Tzrichusa.
No, the first one. That was the first one.
The second half.
There's two Tzrichusas. Abba Avicha is on one hand. Almanas would be good. Because it's Smicha Das, whereas opposed to Ploni is bad, because he's a strange guy. Then the other way is that you just add what? If you just add to name Laploni, Ploni's bad, because Okrivis Das, but Abba Avicha would be good. See, Abba Avicha are always put together. So what I'm bothered by in the second day in Tysus is what? is that he puts Avicha with what? He puts Avicha on the side of Ploni. So I'm saying, how does he read it into the Gemaras? That's what I'm bothered by. Okay? You know what I'm saying?
Also, then when you have the Sadeh Pinchas and you have the opposite Kasha, so why does it say Ploni? Because if Tosis is now saying that Avicha is the extreme, and that's why it's needed.
So what I think Tais is saying, he's not trying to plug it into Shichusis. Notice in the first day of Tais, he said, don't worry about it, right? He said, in the Kasha of Tais, you could do all the Shichusis just with what? Just with Avich and Ploni, yes?
Yeah.
He says, Hashem Yesh Lomar, just put together that way. I think the Inami Yesh Lomar is that's just focusing on its own, the Bryce on face value, not the Shichusis.
Yeah.
It's just saying that the Bryce needed to teach Avichu Ploni, because you made out a Havamina that Ploni's even what? Ploni's even better than what? Than Avicha.
But it seems like from the question of Tosos, he's saying you would have been able to do all the Trichusas if you only did Abba.
Right, but I think it doesn't. In the Teretz, he's just trying to say, take the Bryson face value. You need to have, right, you need to have Avicha with Ploni, because Avicha is, because Ploni's even better.
But I'm saying in the question itself, it seems like, in the question itself, he's saying, just learn Abba and Ploni, right?
Correct, and get rid of Avicha, and the Tzrichusas would be fine.
But that would mean that...
But what is that premise? The premise of the question is, those are bookends.
What do you mean they're bookends?
They're the extremes, right? They're extremes. Abba's one extreme that it's good, Ploni's the other extreme that it's bad, right?
Or maybe you could...
But you hear what I'm saying? Yeah, that was Tyson's premise in the Kasha. Tyson in the second Teretz breaks that premise, it's not true. He says Abba's one extreme, but he says Avicha's the other extreme. Ploni's more like in the middle.
My question is, so why do you need Ploni?
Not like in the middle, but you know what I'm saying?
Maybe. My question is, so why do you need Ploni then?
Right.
Kasha was, you don't need
Avicha. I think because everything's, you know, everything is relative, Lamais. You might have thought, if you didn't teach Ploni, you might have thought maybe Ploni's not good. Correct. That's what I think. You got to balance it. You got to offset it. That's what I would say. Okay? Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe you could say that Tosos didn't mean teach it as Abba with Ploni together.
Yes.
Rather, Tosos meant get rid of the word Avicha and read the whole Tanur Rabbanan Skachli Mimana Tanam Abba in Mikudeshas, Amna Shikabna in Mikudeshas, and then afterwards say Ploni, and then you still need the Shikusas. Why do you need both? Abba and Ploni.
But it's just saying the phrase. The phrase is Tanam La Abba. He's asking, just say Tanam La Abba and, you know, La Ploni. That's all.
I'm saying, but can't you also read Tosfos as saying, read the whole things, meaning teach the case, just get rid of the word Avicha, right?
Right.
And then you would read Tanur Rabbanan, Kachli Gemana, Tanam.
I don't think so. He's not channeled. That's a given that there's a Ration of Seifa. That's a given that the two slots, there's Abba and then there's Ploni. Just why does Avicha have to be with Abba? That's a given.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
I hear what you're saying. I don't think
you're not reading Abba with Ploni together. Rather, they're two different statements.
Right.
So you're keeping them as two different statements.
They are two separate statements. Okay. But I'm just, I think what he was challenging. Okay, you need the Shrichusas, but I'm just saying it doesn't read in the Shrichusas in the Gemara.
No, I'm saying you could read in the Shrichusas in the Gemara, I think, if you don't read them all together.
Why? It's the same thing. There's two cases. There's always two cases. There's Abba Avicha one case, and then it's Ploni the other case.
Then it would be fine.
Right, but Tosis in the second Teretz is saying that if you would teach Avicha Uploni, right? Yeah. That's why it says Avicha Uploni. I'm saying in the Trichuses, Avicha is on the side of Abba. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying it. The way Tosis is giving the answer is that you would finagle new Trichuses. That's all I'm saying.
What do you mean?
Inami, it says Yeshom Lachi Tana Avichu Uploni.
Yeah.
In the Gemara, that doesn't work because the Gemara put Abba and Avicha together and Ploni on the other side. Tais is saying no, Avicha is more of a it's a theoretical Srichusa that you would have. That's what he's saying. You understand what I'm saying? Abba and Avicha are two extremes. Abba's always good, Ploni's always bad.
Yeah.
Yes, those are the two extremes. The Bryce would have been beautiful with just that. Tais gives in second answer is not true. Because if you would have taught Abba and with what? And Ploni, you would have thought that Halacha L'maisa, you would have thought Halacha, if you taught Tana Avichu Ploni, you'd have to have that because you'd have a Havamina that what? That Ploni L'maisa, if you just had Avicha, You would think that Ploni's taka good and Avichila is bad. They're both bad. And that's why I said that, Ben, they have to offset one another. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? What was the Trichus in the Gemara? What's the Trichus in the Gemara? But what is it, though? Abba, Vich on one hand, Ploni on the other. Tosas is arguing that. Can't argue on what's in the Gemara. Because Gemara's lumping Avicha with Ploni. That's what Tosas is doing. Right? He's lumping Avicha with Ploni. That Avicha's the bad one and Ploni would be even good.
Yes. Yeah,
so I'm saying everything is getting shifted.
Tosas' question is saying that both Avicha and Ploni work for the same.
Tosa's question is you should just get rid of Avicha from the Brisa, plain and simple. The two extremes are Abba and Ploni. Done.
Yeah,
Avicha's not needed at all.
Because both Avicha and Ploni would teach you the Torah from the
Sefer. What'd you say?
Because both Avicha and Ploni...
No, Abba and Ploni would suffice. That's Tosa's question. You would not need Avicha at all.
The reason for that question is because Avicha and Ploni are teaching you the same thing. They're both teaching you the same.
No, it's not true. Abba's Moviach Koch the Reisha, and Avicha is teaching Koch the Seifa.
Avicha and Ploni would both teach you
Koch
the Seifa.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. The Brisa said that. The Brisa didn't bring up Ploni.
Yeah.
It said Tana Abba Lodicha Koch the Reisha before it got to Ploni.
Yeah.
Tana Avicha Lodicha Koch the Seifa. So, but they're extremes. Abba's one extreme, Ploni's the other extreme. You don't need Avicha. That's Tosis Kasha.
Yeah.
Scratch it from the thing.
Yeah.
So Tosis in the first third says you can't scratch it because Avicha and Abba are always inextricably linked, stylistically, yeah?
Yeah.
The second third says no. If I would teach Avicha and Ploni, I need to teach Avicha and Ploni. If I would do your proposal of Abba and Ploni, you know what I would think? What would I think? I would think that Avicha would be what? I would think Avicha would be good.
Would not be good.
I'm sorry, I would think that I would think that Ploni would be good and Avicha would not be good.
Yes.
You have to teach Avicha Ploni. It's not enough to just teach Ploni.
Correct.
Because the bottom line is if I would just teach Ploni, then I would say Ploni's bad. I would say if I would just teach Avicha, right? If I would just teach Ploni, what's the din in that case?
Ploni's good, but Avicha is
Avicha, you would think
it's
bad.
I would think Ploni's good and Avicha's bad. So what do I need to teach? I need to teach Avicha and Ploni that they're both bad. Halacha
l'maisa.
Both
good.
If it's
Almanas, they're good.
Yeah.
If it's not Almanas, they're bad.
Yeah.
But Tosis Kasha is, when you say Tame l'Ploni, you don't need that. You could just teach Abba Ploni, which are the extremes. Abba's good. Yes? What's it then? Abba's not good, no, by Tanaim Laploni. Everything is bad by Tanaim Laploni. That's the Chiddush. Only Amanas is good. What's the bigger Chiddush in the first slot, Daniel, when you say Tanaim Laba? That even Tanaim Laba is bad.
Yes?
That Tanaim Laba is bad. That's the Chiddush. Right? Tanaim Laba is bad. What about Avicha? Right? Well, each one has their own chiddush, right?
Within Almanas, right?
Right. So, what is Tosis Kasha? Look at the Tosis again. He says Tanaim Laploni and Mikudeshes. What's Tosis Kasha? Tanaim Laploni is not Almanas. Is that correct? So you give it to someone else, it's not good. So why does it say in the Brisa Avicha? You could say La'aba Laploni would be enough, and you could do all the trichuses.
Those are the two extremes,
like you said.
Yeah.
Abba is one extreme that it always should be good,
and
Ploni is always bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the first case of Tanaim Laploni, it's bad, and Amanas, it's good.
Yeah.
But those are the extremes. So the first third of Tosis says, you're right. We shouldn't really teach it, but Abba and Avich are always inextricably linked. Second third says that would be bad if you would just teach Abba or Ploni. Because what would happen if you just taught Abba or Ploni? What'd you say?
That Ploni only works Almanas, but not Avicha.
If you would just teach Abba and what?
And Ploni.
Right.
Only Ploni Almanas will work, but not Avicha.
Avicha's the worst.
Avicha's the worst, and even Avicha and Almanas would not work.
Yes.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's what I would think.
Yeah.
So that's what we said. So I'm saying how does that plug into the Trichuses in the Gemara? Does that plug in or not?
I think it would still plug in.
Why?
It doesn't so well because...
No, because Tosos, basically Tosos' answer is that Avicha is the extreme. But in the Trichuses, it clearly has avicha, has nothing.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was bothered by. And clearly the extremes are, ploni is the extreme in the trichusis.
Maybe if you would leave it out, you might have a hava because an avicha is worse. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You would finagle your own trichusis.
You can look at it in two ways, so it has to have...
Yeah.
You would finagle your own trichusis, and you would say, if you would leave it out, and you would just say, Abba uploni, you would think avicha is so bad that even the amanasa would be bad.
Yeah, Tosa's answer
but I'm saying that's not in the Gemara. That's my only horror.
What do you mean that's not
in the Gemara? In the Gemara, the trichusis are Abba avicha on one hand, Ploni on the other.
Yeah, now it would be just Abba and Ploni. And
correct.
You would think that Avicha would look at
it. That's correct. I'm just saying that's not in the Gemara, descriptively. That's all. That was my whole horror.
Most people would feel Ploni is worse. Just if you would leave it out, then...
That's correct. You might give this Havami that Avicha is worse, and even Amanasa would be bad.
Right.
That's correct.
Most people would agree that Ploni is the worst.
Right, but I'm just saying that whole pattern is not in the Gemara.
Because basically Tosa's answer is like, it's like telling... It's not... It's like a havamina that you would have.
Yes, yes.
Maybe that,
but the Gemara doesn't speak to it in the trichusis. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe that's what it did in the trichusis because the Gemara still has a bichon.
You're right. You're absolutely right because the Gemara is assuming what's written is written.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it puts avicha with abba.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't have it, then I'm saying you would have a whole new
yeah.
construct. That's all I'm saying. Yes, Daniel.
Maybe that's why the first answer is that avicha and abba together because that's a bit of a... That's an answer we don't
It's a bit of a stretch to come up with your whole new thought process and a whole new pattern, you mean?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Even the first answer is not the best answer. We don't like to say that the only reason we have it is for symmetry. It's not an answer.
Right. I don't know, because if the Gemara is making Srichusas, Daniel, I mean, Pinchas, if the Gemara is making Srichusas, the Gemara took seriously what was written in the Brisa. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so. So I'm saying that when Tosis gives this answer, it's, you know, you gotta conjecture your whole new thought process.
Yeah, he's saying what would have happened. He's saying what would have happened if the
Brisa. If it was written differently.
Yeah,
okay, fine. All right.
This word,
I hear.
What would have happened?
I hear. But Daniel's saying that the first answer doesn't like the second answer because don't consider it because the Brisa doesn't write it like that. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Yeah, but I mean that's the whole basis of his question. He's saying why does Brisa need to do this, and this is his answer.
I understand. So Tosis's answer is don't be bothered by it. It's stylistic. So you know, don't even bother by it. It's an extreme thing for Tosis. For the first answer to say the second answer, that you have to finagle this whole new thought process. Okay, it's possible. It's possible. Okay,
I
like good.
We do that a lot of the time. Maybe
okay.
Why did we have to, like when we did...
Could be.
When we did Kedusha's Dumb and Kedusha Likar, right?
Yeah.
He said, why did we need this? It could have worked with only this.
Right.
So that's the same type of style, no?
Because what do you mean, why did we need this?
Why do we need both Dumb and Kedusha's
I mean, why do you need the three Kedushim,
yeah,
you mean?
Why, yeah.
Okay. So we dug up case, we could have one without the other.
Yeah. So
that's why you needed it.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like...
It's okay, but that's that was Kedushim of Amora. This is a Brisa, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a Brisa, so you know... I'm just saying you could take what's written a little bit more... Obviously, you take whatever's written seriously, but you know what I'm saying?
I'm
saying the Medayik more, Daniel's saying, is a little bit more of a Kiddush to him. Okay, I hear. All
right,
good. Okay, let's get to the Lamed. Oh, but before we get to that, I want to add on the Ritva. Okay? Let's go. What did the Ritva say? The Ritva adds on in the Kuda. How did I learn the Tosis? How did I learn up Tosis? I learned up Tosis that she despises this guy's father more than a regular plony. Isn't that the way I learned up the Tosis? Yes? The Ritva has two different other ways to learn it up. He says that the father and son are inextricably linked. Does a father feed your bank account a lot? He's always giving you money. So I'd have a havamina that what? That the father and the son are yad pino. So therefore what? She's embarrassed to ask him for money. She's embarrassed to ask the father for money because she eventually wants that money back. She's married. For some reason, let's say she's got no pockets in her skirt. So she wants someone else to hold the money. She says, give it to the father now. But she's interested in getting married. She wants that money. She'll be embarrassed to what? She'll be embarrassed ever to ask the money because now it's in his reshus. The father and the son are like the same concept. They're like the same bank account. Therefore, she's going to be very embarrassed. So therefore, since she's very embarrassed, what happens? Therefore, I'd have a havamina that what? What's my havamina? That even if she says she accablamly, she doesn't what? I don't think it would be a good kedushin. So that's the havamina. Okay? Remember the Ritva asked the Kasha, same Kasha as Tosis. What do you need to say Avicha for? What's the answer? Right? What do you need Avicha for at all? Because by Avicha, she's Mekarve Daite. Why is she Mekarve Daite? Give it to your father, because it's the same entity. And if it's the same entity, therefore what? Therefore, what do we say since it's the same entity? She's going to be uncomfortable asking the money because she rejected it. She didn't take it originally, and therefore what? Even when she says what? Accept it for me, she has no smichas das, and it wouldn't be a what? It wouldn't be a kedushin. So kamash milan, that what? What's the kamash milan? That when she says amanas, it's a good kedushin. You follow what I'm saying? Ben, you got me? Even in the case of amanas, lamaisa, I would think it's bad when she gives it to your father. Because giving it to your father is like giving it to yourself. Can you imagine the chassan offering money? She says, I don't want it. You take it. Obviously she doesn't want kedushin. She's going to be embarrassed the next day to ask for the money. So therefore she never relies on getting married. She's never going to get the money because she doesn't want to look like a fool. He's going to say, you're out of your mind. I offered you the money today. I offered you the money yesterday. You don't want it. Now you want it back today? She's never going to bring it up again. So she never had any speak with us. Kamash Mulan, no. She meant kedushin. That's the chiddush of Avicha. So the Ritva gives another teretz completely. Different than Taisus. Much different than Taisus. Okay? So the Ritva has another teretz completely. Halach al-Maisa. He says you really should have mixed them all the cases together, but it was taught chada chada. Where do we have that? Vav amirah by the Lashonos, remember?
Yeah.
Okay?
Why don't we say that this is just an explanation of the Tosfos?
Why?
Because what else? Meaning that that's what Tosfos meant, when she'd rather have it given to Ploni. Because she'd rather have it given to Ploni. Because
we said this far, I said this far was that she despises the guy so much, and even when she says Amanas, she really didn't want the Kedushin. So you're saying that say a better pshat than me, say that what the Ritva meant, that really the father and the son are really the same, and she'll never want to ask for the money.
Yeah.
So therefore, whereas Ploni, she's not as embarrassed, she'll ask for the money back. Yeah, plausible. You could say that's what Taisus meant. Did you look in the Taisus Rosh?
And the Yisav Racha explained the pshat of the
Yisav Racha said the pshat like the Ritva, no?
Yeah.
Yisav Racha says exactly like Pinchas says. So Pinchas Mechavin, very good, saying better. So I think that's a better pshat. I want to say a different pshat, but I think you're saying better. You're mechavin to the Yisav Racha. The Yisav Racha says that's what Taisus meant. Okay. Okay. Simon Os Tovkuf Gimel. He says there's a svar lakan. Since it's biyad aviv, she's embarrassed to claim the guy. Okay. He says kain mashma beritva. Okay. All right. Could be kain mashma beritva. Could be. Maybe that's what he means. Okay. But let's get to the nekuda. In the love to stop, okay? Very important. Okay, I want to get to this. Simi, you with me? Let's get this. Adam, let's get this, okay? Let's get this now. What I'm bothered by in this whole case, did she ever formally appoint these guys as shluchim? She never did, no? The Gemara says shlichus, Rashi says shlichus. The Tosfos Rit says, what is going on? She never appointed, yeah. She never appointed them as a shliach. Please get this down, the Taisus read. He asked that question. Where did you appoint the shliach here? The Gemara's lost in shlichus saying, Rashi says, she's mechav and they should be shlichim. Where did she point them? And don't tell me that what? And this is very important. And don't tell me that now she's telling the guy to tell them, I want you to be a shliach. What's that called? That's called, what is that called? There's a famous klal in Gittin called Mili Lo Mimsum L'Shliach. You guys ever heard of it? Mili Lo mimsura l'shliach. You cannot give over words to a shliach. You have to give over an object. Okay? When you make a shliach, you can't say, oh, tell someone else to be my shliach. Because you have to create an agency. An agency on an object. Deliver a get. Deliver kedushin. Money. But don't deliver words. You can't say to the shliach, tell this other guy to be my shliach. That's called Mili Lo Mimsum L'Shliach. It's in Gemara and Gittin Samach Vav Amaralis. Mili Lo Mimsum L'Shliach. It's a very important klal. It's in Gittin, in the sixth parak. Okay? Samach Vav Amaralis Beis. So don't tell me that she told the guy to tell them to be my shluchim, because that doesn't work. Okay? That's an important klal. Okay? You follow me, Adam? When you make a shliach, you got to give him something. You got to even give him a get, you give him money, you give a star. You can't give him words. Words are not lent to agency. No, they're not. Well, we'll see. There might be an exception.
I'm saying generally when you appoint shlichim, you don't say, I want you to be my shliach.
That's fine, but you can't say to the shlichim, make another shlich. Right? That's called milulim shel shliach. How do you make someone a shliach? The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Chashutin Leshutin. How do you make a shliach? You appoint them verbally. You don't even need Adim. You don't even need Kin Suter. Now, when you make the rabbi say your chametz, that's a power of attorney. You do everything. You handshake. You do a pen. But I've had guys that forgot to give me the shtar. They call me from Hawaii. So as long as verbally, it's enough.
For the
bechiras chametz, yeah. Rabbi says beferish verbally is enough. You don't need a kinyan suitor. We just do it to make it stronger. We do it in front of Adam. But if you don't have Adam, then you understand. The Rabbi first Perek Aleph, says that's how you can point a shliach. So Lamaisa, this is the problem here. We don't find that she made a shliach. Number two, you can't tell me she told the guy, the chassan, to tell those guys to be mashliach. That's called mili. Number three, please get this. And this is what I wanted to bring up before. And don't tell me that they're makabel midin arev. Why not? Because she didn't say give it to them as a matana. What did she say? They're makabel kesef for her. Who keeps the money? In the case of Dav Zayin and Manal, when you say ten money the kashin the klona, who keeps the money? The guy she gave the money to, right? Here she wants the money. They're just technically receiving it for her. That only works if she made them shluchim. So don't give me the business. You can't say it's midin arev, right?
Why don't we just give that as a teretz?
What'd you say?
It's not midin arev because she wants the money back.
In where? In here?
In the Gemara. Why don't we just
by us?
When Rashi said that it's not midin arev, that we had the different approaches of the Rashi and the closest written.
Right.
Why can't we also?
That's a good point. You tell me what's the answer? Because no, because if that would be the answer, what would Rava be mechadish and Av Zayin? That's where I saw the sheet in Lonot Lumi. Damascus Shia Kablin. Don't tell me that Av Avicha works midin arev, and that's the beer of the brisa. Then what was Rava's Kiddush? I'm saying, why don't you say that the father and whoever it is works midin arev?
Yeah.
And that answers why there's no shluchim, right? You don't have to point out because it's working midin arev. If that would be the case, then what was Rava's Kiddush? That means the brisa is telling you works midin arev. You don't need a motor to tell me the same din.
Yeah.
That's where I saw that Nakuda. You understand what I'm saying, Daniel? You can't solve the problem by saying, you know, there was no shluchim that works midin arev, because if that's the chiddush of the brisa, so what was Rabbi being mechadish and Av Zayin? That can't be what the brisa meant.
So it's not so much that she wants the money back; it's more that
it's both. It's really both. You're making a good hari. You can't say it's midin. It's two nakudas. The Tosis Rid says what you said. The Tosis Rid says because she wants the money.
But I'm saying that's not so.
Why did the Gemara give? Why did they give that answer? Okay,
maybe
that's a good point.
That's not so
okay, it's not. Okay, it's not. We're going to see the Tosfos is a phenomenal chiddush anyway.
Yeah.
That they're accepting it for. But Lamaisa, what are we saying? We're saying that it's not shlichus because of Omerim Rumili Lomim Shlishlich. We're saying it's not what? It's not Arev because she wants the money and plus the fact what would be the chiddush of Rava, right? So what's going on here? How does it work? So the Tosfos Rid has a phenomenal chiddush. You guys got to get this down. It's a bomb. And we're going to continue tomorrow with the next sugi, Bezat Hashem. The Tosfos Rid says, this week, Stark Simi, right? The tournament doesn't start till Thursday, yeah? Okay, so I want you to be Stark till the whole week, okay? Whole week, forget about it. Only till Thursday, okay? Well, listen to this now, okay? You with me? So what's going on? How does it work? Okay? Listen, the Tosfos Rid is, what'd you say? The
tournament started last week for me.
Okay, the Tosfos Rid starts. Tosfos Rid starts. Please try to come the best you can. Tosfos Rid says, please get it. Tosfos Rid is a phenomenal chiddush. Since she said to give it to Abba Avicha, as if it was given in her hand. It's like magic. Chas v'shalom. When she says give it to Abba Avicha, as if it was given in her hand. It's like the tentacles, like an octopus. It's like she's what? It's like the father and her father and his father are like tentacles of hers. As if it was given to her. And the Tosfos Rid says, I want you to get this down, Daniel. Even if she says, put it on a rock, as if it was given her hand at work, even for a get. Even though the Chumash is because of Nasan B'yada.
Yeah.
As long as she says, give it to such and such, it's like it was given in her hand. And Avdam Lim says, what on earth is going on? Simon Lamed Sifkot Yud. He says, this sheet of the Tosfos Rid is a Das Yochid. It's not mentioned in the Poskim. He says, I don't understand it at all. Plus the fact, please get it down. If the Tosfos Rid was right, what do you need Rava for? To work midin arev. You don't need arev. Treat it as if it was given in her hand. Tentacles. The octopus, right? What do you need the whole din of arev for? So this is a bomb kasha, guys. Bam kasha. What is the bira dover nistoises rid?
This is nothing to do with shlichus tosfos rid.
Exactly. That exactly. It's like she's extended. She's become basya. She's become basya. The father and her father are like her arms. It's unbelievable. So the chalkus mechoykek in Simon Lamed Sifkot and Yidbeis and the Beis Shmuel and Sifkot and Tedvav say, please get it. You with me? They say that we're talking about Kisri. She told the chassan to say specifically that Abba would be the shliach. Right? So the Machna says in the Kuchas Achron, that's still Mili. You with me? So the Avda Miluim says, please get it. The Chisarna Mili is when you don't say who should be the shliach. When you say someone, ask a sofer to write up the get. You don't say which sofer. That's a Chisarna Mili, Ben. But if you specify who the person is, you tell Abavich, you tell the chassan, give it specifically Abavich, as if she appointed a shliach, shaloba funav. And as long as they agree to it, it's fine. You can't be a shliach against your will.
That was a new answer?
Yeah, that's how the Avda Miluim is trying to be masbir here. Halacha lomaisa. She's trying to be masbir, okay?
Masbir just the Gemara.
Masbir the Gemara, yeah. Or maybe all masbir the Gemara. Correct.
What did he say?
He's masbir Rashi in the Gemara. That is shluchim. Why is that a chesar namili? Chesar namili is we don't say specifically who it should be. But here she said specifically, I'm appointing them as being shluchim, just you tell them.
Okay.
So that's what Avdei Miluim says beferish, okay? That's what the Chalkas Mechoykek also might mean as well. The truth is the Ksois... The Ksais I saw also says the same thing. That Mili is only when you're generic. Mili is only generic. Reish Mem Dalet Sifkat and Beis. Please get it. It's only when you Mamana, when you say to tell Mr. Ploni to be the Shliach, that's fine, that I've made him a Shliach. But when you're just, when you're generic about it, it's a Chisaron Lamaisa.
The Chisaron is when?
When it's generic, you just say, point someone to write up the get. That's a Chisaron. But when you say someone specifically, it's fine. Now, Avdei Miluim writes, he thinks even, please get it down. Even when you tell someone specifically, it's a problem. But that's only by get, because get needs lishma. You follow me?
Avdei Miluim says you need...
No, get needs lishma. The guy has to hear it himself. The sofer has to hear it himself. That's a special din by get. Okay? He has to hear it from the husband. You follow me? But if it wasn't for get, as long as it's a specific guy...
Fine,
exactly, exactly. That's correct. By kedushin, halacha lamaisa. This is what Rabbi Pavarsky says. By get lamaisa is talking about ksivas aget. This is chisaron of lishma when he doesn't hear it from the baal directly. Mashenke by kedushin, when talking about nesinas kesef, there's no din of lishma. So as long as someone specifically said, it's fine.
Lishma meaning like
the get's got to be written lishma for a specific man. The sofer has to hear it directly from the husband.
Like lishma or like.
No, lishma, the get has to be written specifically for a man and a woman.
Okay.
Special din of get, lishma by get. Kasav lo lishma.
Why wouldn't you have that?
You don't have it by kesef, by nesinus kesef.
No, but I'm saying, why wouldn't it be lishma?
Because the sofer has to hear tzivui abal is lishma. Okay. From the husband. Kasav lo. He has to hear it directly from him. Okay? So lamaisa, that might be a hezber as to why lamaisa it would be what? It would be bad by get, but by kedushin, as long as you specify who the person is, it would be good. Okay? So this leads us to the following now. This is the shtickle Torah I want you to get. This is a phenomenal shtickle Torah from Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Zatzal. He wrote a sefer called Shari Chaim. I want you to get this. Let's get this mahalik, okay? This is unbelievable. This is the Shir Klali, okay? It's a Chiddush Nifla, we're going to say. So we solved so far. How many pshatim do we have so far? Two, right? The Tosfos Rid said what? What did Rashi and the Gemara say? Shluchim. And we fine-tuned it by saying what? She told the chassan who to appoint. So it was a shlichus. Why is that not a problem in Mili? We said you were specific, correct? Yeah? And by get it maybe is a problem, by kedushin is fine. Pinchas, you with me?
Uh-huh.
That's one mahalach. What's the other mahalach? The Tosfos Rid that says what is shluchim? Tentacles. The father and the chassan are like her what? The father and her father-in-law are like what? Octopus is like extensions of her. We treat as if you give it. That's number one. Where do you get it from? By get, even the Tosfos Rid says works. That's nuts. Nuts of Yadam means literally should be put in her hand. Number two, if that was right, why would Rav have to come in and did Arif? Even without Arif, should be good, right? So that's a pella, this Tosfos Rid. But Lamaisa, I want you to get this, okay? There is a Shari Chaim, Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that is Masber, the Tosfos Rid. Okay? And he says like this. This is amazing, guys. It's amazing Chiddush. In every Shlichus and Kedushin, there's two parts. There's two tracks. What's the first track? Shlichus on the Etzem Kedushin. Yes? The first track is the Shlichus on the Etzem Kedushin. Right? On the Das of the woman. The Das of the Shlich works like the Das of the woman. Can an Evid Kanani be a Shlich for Kedushin? For that first track? No, because an Avatar is getting the Kedushin. Gemara says a Memal from the base, right? What about appointing? The Rambam says for a Shlich LeKabbalah, in Gerishenberg, Vavalach Avi, you need a Shlich LeKabbalah, you need Adim. So Halacha LeMaisa, that's for first track. Shlichus on the actual what? Etzem Kedushin.
So we're talking about two tracks.
There's two tracks for Shlichus by Kedushin. One is the actual Etzem Kedushin. And that in Evid Kanani would be bad for, and that you need Adim for an appointment. Serious deal. Okay? But then there's a second track, which is also serious, but it's different. It's Shlichus for the Zchias Amals. You understand what I'm saying? For the acceptance of the money.
Okay. The first track was what?
First track is the actual Maisa Kedushin. That the Shlich is appointed to represent her, that she can accept the Kedushin. The second one is a technical issue of actually accepting the money itself. Zechias Kabbalas Mals. You're asking good. Number one is what? Number one is the Maisa Kedushin, meaning her Ratzon. Is she interested in what? Her Ratzon and Das, is she really interested in getting married? The Shlich represents her, yes. And what's number two? The Zechias Habos. Technically, you need the money to be what? To be received.
Yeah.
So there's there are two tracks the Shlichus says of Chaim Shmuel Levis. That's all the great goal. So he says, plug it in. This is amazing. In our case, is the Baal interested in marrying the woman? Yes or no?
Yes.
Is she interested in getting married? Yes. The Zechias Habos, through her father or her father-in-law, that's going to what? That's going to work through Shlichus. But they're not what? An Evid would what? Would an Evid be good for that? Yes! An Evid would be good for that. And you also would not need Aiden. Because there's no Shlichus on the Kedushin. We already know she's interested in the Kedushin. All you need is Shlichus on the Zchias Amos. You don't, an Evid would be good for that. You don't need an appointment of Aiden. And therefore it works even if she didn't point to herself to be shluchim. Because what's the famous din? Zalchim la'adam, shalom b'fonov, especially lefi, shchiyim mitam shlichus. Shchiyim mitam shlichus. So that's the chiddush l'maisa. Okay? This is not in the Tosfos Rit. This is in their standard Rishonim, Gemara and Rashi. And Rashi sheet all of her shas is what? Shchiyim mitam shlichus. That's Rashi Shita. They're missing. You follow me? You got the Torah of the Akdesha. Even on a Sunday. We don't care. The Torah continues. Shchiyim mitam shlichus. Shchiyim mitam shlichus. There's an Anan Tzahadi. You pick up $1 million in the street for me, it's an Anan Tzahadi. I would have appointed you as being my shlich. No doubt. I want you to be my shlich because I want that money. And that's exactly what she wants here. She's already agreed she wants to get married in the Almanas cases. Where's the Shlichus? You don't need Shlichus because she already agreed to that. They're just on the Shchias Amos. That you don't need an appointment. Even an Adim would be good. And here, Allah Lamaisa, Schachim Ladim Shalom Bafonav. Isn't that amazing? This is Chaim Shmuel Levitz. This is Bir Dvarav in the Rishonim. The standard Rishonim that it's working with in Shlichus. Not with that Tosfos Rit. Tosfos Rit is a Chiddush Niflu. We're going to pick up tomorrow with a Chiddush what he has.
And then it wouldn't come to this problem of Mili.
Yeah.
You only apply in the first
thing. Yeah, you only have Mili in the first thing, and she didn't have a Shlich on the actual Rotsim of the Kedushin. This is just on the Shchias Amos. On the Shchias Amos is Geshmak. You don't need a Lomai Zachin Lom Shlom Bafonov. It's good. You don't need Adam. Even an Evid would be good. He wants a Tana Nafkamin. Even an Evid would be good on the second track. Ben, you got me? This is Masbir, a Gemara Nunim at base. You guys got Nunim at base? Take a look. On Nunim at base, it says an amazing thing. Daniel, I think you got it there for me. Okay? Nunim at base, take a look. You'll read it. It should be Nunim at base. The Gemara has a story What does it say? There's a story, Maisa b'chamesh nashim. You see, is it a Mishnah there? Anunim b'beis? There's a story with five guys. Oh, five nashim, and two of them are sisters. And one of them gives a basket of figs, right? And it was Shvi's, yeah? So there's a guy that gathers a basket of figs, and it was theirs. And it was Shvi's. And he says, you're all married to me with this basket. And one of the five accepts it for all of them. And what does the Mishnah say? Eina chayaus b'kudoshos. Two of the five are sisters, so the two sisters aren't married. What's the blatant duke? That the two of the five are not married, but the other three are what? The other three are good. The Gemara Nunalvana says it's good. So it's proof from here you can mekadosh one with perishvis. Yes? So the Machna asks, but Tosfos says it's also lechachilim mekadosh with perishvis. You're not allowed to buy an object with, it's an isseschayra. So how could the shlichus work? Ain't shlichus ledavar aveira. How could the three girls be married? One of them represents the other two. Ain't shlichus ledavar aveira. What's the answer? In this case, you don't need shlichus on the yatsim kedushin. Why not? Because he said to them, you're all married to me. And they all agreed. So you don't need shlichus on that. What's the shlichus on? On the shchias haperis. That there's no aveira. Because the Aveira is the doing of the Kedushin with the exchange of the Paris. But the Schias HaPeris, there's no Aveira. You follow me? So therefore, there's no Shlichas Levar Aveira. Shlichas Levar Aveira will be on the actual Kedushin. The Kedushin Tmuris HaPeris. But the Schias HaPeris, there's no Aveira. It's the actual getting married, Lamaisa, is the problem. The Shlichas Lamaisa would be a problem on that, and that they all agreed upon. There was no Shlichas. They all five said, we want to marry you. You follow me? The Shlichas only on the Shchias Amos. On that, there's no Aveira, Lamaisa. There's no Aveira on that, because the Isser is the transaction, Lamaisa. The Aveira is the Asiyas HaKedushin, Tmuris HaPeris, when they all agreed, that was the Aveira. The technicality of the Shchias Amos for each one, that's not an Aveira. You see, it highlights the two tracks, that's why he brings it in. That's the same beer in these Rishonim here. That's the same beer in these Rishonim here, Lamaisa. Rashi and the Taisus, the standard Rishonim, that the Shlichas here is on the Shchias Amos. The Meili, you don't need a standard appointment. That's the Chiddush, the Shari Chams. Isn't it Geschmack? Unbelievable. Jumping out of my seat, Lamaisa. You know how to do jumping jacks, don't you? Right? That's exactly what Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz Machad. See me, come on, you know how to do jumping jacks. Okay, so that's the Kiddush of the Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Okay, let's close with the following from Parsha Shkolim. Parsha Shkolim was yesterday, yes?
Yes.
Is Parsha Shkolim D'Yeraisa D'Rabbanan? Most Rishonim say it's D'Rabbanan. Zachar's D'Yeraisa. Tosfos Rosh says Parsha's D'Yeraisa. Rashba quotes a Rashi in Brachas, which you don't have in the daf, and you give them off to all the Arba Parshas D'Yoraisa. I now stand in shoes of Chumra. The Rabban says any Kriyas HaTorah on Yontav D'Yoraisa, Mikroi Kodesh. Usually Kriyas HaTorah is D'Rabbanan. So there is such a Chiddush Niflo. However, what is Parshas Shkolim? What do you read? My Parshas Shkolim. You know, ask that, Gemara Megillah, Chav Testament base. Rav says you read Parshas HaTomid. Tzavis Peneso, what does Shmuel say? Kitisa. Who do we paskin like? Shmuel. So you know what the Pnei Yoshua says? How could Rav and Shmuel, first generation Rav, have a machlokes what to read? They don't remember what they did previous generations? It's a bam kasha. Hear the kasha? Pnei Yoshua, Megillah, Chavtesim, is asked that kasha. So Rav Zhulti writes, not in his Sefer, I saw it in the Torah journal many years ago. What do we do on Rosh Chodesh Adar? Today's Rosh Chodesh Adar. Right? Actually, it's Lamed, but okay, whatever. L'maisa. What do we do, Rosh Chodesh? We make an announcement that we're gathering new funds for Rosh Chodesh Nissan. We need new monies for the Karbanos. So they were arguing, what's the nature of the Zecher? There are two elements in the Machsa Shekel. One is the Nesina. There are a lot of mitzvahs of Nesina. We learn. Pidna Ben, Shumas and Maitres. Maybe also Machsa Shekel is a mitzvah of Nesina. But there's also a Hekshir mitzvah to Karbanos. Does anyone know what a Hekshir mitzvah is? The preparatory steps of a mitzvah. You have to cut down the trees to get the schach. The preparatory step of getting the what? Korbanos is getting new monies. So there are two tracks. Nesina or Heksha. That's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What is the nature of the remembrance that they used to make an announcement about we're getting new funds this month? Was it to highlight the Nesina? Then you read Kitisa. or is to highlight the Hekshe Mitzvah, the Kabbalists. Then you read what? Parshas what? Parshas HaTalmud. That was the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And the Rambam writes, Beferish, you have to give it in one shot. Let's say it was a 50 cent piece. You can't give five dimes and 10 nickels. You got to give it one shot. The Rabban argues. He says, what's the difference? If you hold it to Mitzvah Nesina, there's a prescription, you do it in a one shot deal. If it's actually Mitzvah or Kabbalah, I don't care how you did it. Just give me all the money. Could be five dimes or 10 nickels or 50 pennies. What's the difference? You follow enough Kamina? If it's a mitzvah nesina, you got to give it a one shot. If it's actually a mitzvah kabbalas, you could do it one piecemeal. And also, when does the mitzvah start? Rambam says at the age of 13, like any other mitzvah gadol. The Bar Tanura Rashi say at the age of 20. If it's a mitzvah nesina, then at the age of 13 it starts. If it's a hechshe mitzvah kabbalas, then the psukim say at the age of 20. So maybe you could say the mitzvah machzah shekel only begins at the age of 20. You know, women aren't mechuyev machzah shekel, but they get the benefit of the kabbalas. Tuma mikdash v'kadoshav. If someone goes into the mitzvah mikdash tomei, reach kabbalas from the tomei, korban musaf is mechaper for that. The mishnah says in Shavuos, women get that kapara, but they don't give a machzah shekel. They don't give a machzah shekel. It's a big machlokes where the women are mechuyev musaf. Machlokes magi give burim in the tzlach. Mishnah Berurah quotes, when they daven musaf, are women mechuyev musaf, but they get the kapara. There's no doubt they get the kapara. So you could say it's two tracks. At the age of 13, it's a mitzvah, and 20, it plugs into that Hekshe Mitzvah Kabbalas. There are some shuls in Eretz Yisrael that will not allow a man less than 20 to daven for the Amud for Musaf. In Chutzlarts, I never saw it done. Because the Kabbalas, Lamaisa, of Musaf, plugs in at 20. It's a Chumra Gedoyl. It's a Chumra Gedoyl. But that Lamaisa might be the Chiddush, Al Pidin, regarding this thing. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Tomorrow we go Viking. You want to daven Mincha now, or do we have enough guys? Yeah, I don't know if we have enough guys, Dr. George. Does anyone, any guys out there, or you guys want to go? Base medals at 1:30?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have a nice
okay.
Day.
Right, have a good day. It's great to see you, Daniel. The main base medals is, what time is this one?